So let me continue. 2 Chronicles 20. Here's this man praying, I don't have wisdom, Lord, I don't have power, but I have, my eyes are on you. And God says, fear not. And look into this. Listen to this, verse 15, last part. You don't have to fight in this battle. You don't have to try and solve this problem. God will do it for you. Okay? So tomorrow, go down without any fear. And Jehoshaphat, verse 18, bowed down, verse 18, and said, thank you. And the next morning, he rose up early, verse 20, and he told the others, you know, once you get confidence yourself, this fearful man, Jehoshaphat, who was scared, stiff, now has got so much boldness, he calls all the people and says, hey, fellas, verse 20, put your trust in the Lord, and put your trust, today we would say, in His word, in His prophets. And then, you know, they're going out to remember, you've got to picture this, the army is all ready. A great multitude and army was coming against him. And he's got his army ready to fight against these people. But he says, I don't want the fellows with bows and arrows and the horses and all to go in the front. No. Right in the front of the army, we're going to have all the singers. Can you imagine going to war with all the singers and the chorus choir standing in front of the army? He says, that's how we're going to fight this battle. And he, right in front of the army, he appointed, verse 21, those who could sing to the Lord, and they dressed in their, you know, religious clothes. They said, give thanks to the Lord, for His kindness is everlasting. Imagine going out to battle saying, praise the Lord, the Lord's on the throne, His loving kindness is everlasting. And those other guys are coming with bows and arrows. And I like to see this picture. See this picture in your mind. And what happened? It's a wonderful verse, verse 22. As soon as they began singing and praising the Lord set ambushes against all those enemies, and they were routed. And Israel destroyed their enemies, they finished them, and not only finished with them, they became rich. It says here that when Jehoshaphat and his people, verse 25, came to take the spoil, that's what happened in those days, you know. You won a battle means all the wealth of the enemy became yours and they got so much goods. And they took 3 days, it says in verse 25, to collect all that wealth. What a lesson. Whenever you're discouraged with a lot of trials coming, you know which chapter in the Old Testament to go to? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. That's the verse to go, that's the chapter to go to. And learn what God did for Jehoshaphat, He will do for you. You know, there's a song we sing which says, the God who lived in Moses' time is just the same today. The God who lived in Daniel's time is just the same today. And verse by verse, how He split the Red Sea and He shut the lions' mouths. And the God who lived in that time is just the same today. And the God who lived in Jehoshaphat's time is just the same today. And He will do for you. His promises are so excellent. We don't experience them because first we don't humble ourselves, maybe. We don't get grace. Or we don't have faith. We come unbelieving. We're not sure whether Almighty God can handle this problem or not. Think of the Israelites going to the land of Canaan. They sent spies and 10 of them came and said, no. We look at our muscles and those people, they're much stronger. They'll floor us. And Joshua and Caleb had just about the same muscles as the other 10 people. But they didn't look at their muscles. That's the thing. They looked at those giants and they looked at God and said, wow, these are people are like bread. We can eat them up. It's all a question of where you look. After you look at the problem, look at God. Remember this all your life. Because as long as you live on this earth, we're going to have trials, we're going to have testings, we're going to have problems. And every one of those tests are meant to make you a stronger person. Supposing you read the Gospels like this. Jesus went to the marriage in Cana. And fortunately, they had ordered plenty of wine, so there was no problem at all. The marriage went on smoothly. End of story. And Jesus was there trying to feed 5,000 people, but there were some stores open so they could go and buy food. And so there was no problem there also. Everybody ate happily and went home. And then Jesus was crossing the Lake of Galilee, and it was very smooth that day. They had sailed across very peacefully the other side. End of story. And Lazarus was sick, but somehow the doctors came and gave him a treatment and he recovered. And so he didn't die. End of story. Even the Sunday school children will say, listen, don't tell us stories like this. We are bored listening to tell these stories. Those are not the stories of the Bible. The stories of the Bible is when Jesus came, there was a shortage of wine. Jesus fixed it. There was not enough food to feed 5,000 people. Jesus fixed it. Lazarus died. He fixed that. And case after case, there was this blind man who had been blind all his life. Jesus fixed that. What one message comes through to me from all those miracles is there is no problem God cannot solve. That never did the disciples come to him with a problem that Jesus had to scratch his head and say, boy, that's a tough one. I don't know how to handle that. Not even once. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I tell you, I can testify from my life, there's never been a single problem I faced in my life till today. And I'm not telling a lie. God is my witness. That the Lord had to say, I don't know how to fix that one. Never, never, never. Will you believe me? If you don't believe me, at least believe the Bible. There was never a problem that people came to Jesus with that he couldn't fix. What is your problem today? Practical earthly problem concerning your family, concerning sickness, concerning your job. I'm not saying he'll always give you what you want. He's never gave me always what I want. I thank God he didn't give me what I want. Sometimes he didn't give me what I want because he wanted to make me a tougher person to handle that. He didn't want me to be a spoiled child. You know, you give your child everything they ask for, they'll be spoiled. But sometimes you say, no, you're not going to get an answer to that. I want you to... It's like, you know, if you're... when our children started riding bicycles when they're 12 years old, and in the beginning they don't even know how to put the bicycle chain back on when it comes on. If I do that for them every time, they'll never learn how to do it. I say, you do it now. I'm not going to do it. I showed you once, that's enough. And like that, bigger problems come and say, you do it. You fix it. That's how they learn, and that's how God trains us also. I'm going to ask you to handle that, and it's tough to take on a longer time, but you learn something. You'll be a stronger man at the end of it. So there are many things God allows us to go through because he wants us to become better Christians. But that is always God's purpose. And the devil is always there whispering in our ears saying, no, 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 it won't work. It won't work at all. That's not going to happen. I just want to show you a couple of pictures. Dorrington, are you there? Can you put that picture up which I showed about the man receiving God's word? I was saying how you got to receive God's word every day. And if you come in humility, this is from Pilgrim's Progress. The pilgrim, and God's there every day to give him a word if he's willing to kneel down in humility and say, Lord, Genesis chapter 1 teaches me every day you've got something to give me that can change my life. You come in humility to receive it. Okay, the next one. The next slide is, it's not only God, but it's the devil. All his demons are also whispering accusations, unbelief, those things that come into your mind, that's not coming from your mind. No. It's coming from these whispers that come into your mind. Hey, this, that, it won't work. This terrible calamity is going to happen, and accusing some other person, he's like that and she's like that. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to those words of unbelief or, you know, criticism against others. And if the demons don't succeed, a couple of slides later, there's another one of the devil coming against, the devil himself coming against this pilgrim who's got his sword. But yeah, let's look at this now. Hang on. This is a narrow way in which there are lions on both sides. This is from Pilgrim's Progress. And the pilgrim is scared to go. But if you look carefully, and the lion on the right side is chained. Can you see that chain there? And the chain is on the other lion also. That means it's chained in such a way that it cannot enter the narrow way. It's only up to that point it can bring its mouth. So it scares you, but it's only to make you stronger. And you turn around, it's a picture of the devil. Listen, Satan, you've been defeated on the cross. You're like a chained lion. I can walk between all your demons. You cannot touch me. I hope these pictures will remain in your mind when you're tempted next time and you think, I'm going through a narrow way and there's problems this side, problems that side, that's fine. Problems on both sides, they're chained by God. You will not be tested beyond your ability. They will not be able to touch you. You'll be able to go through successfully. Okay, a little later there's another one of the devil himself coming at... Yeah, this is the devil coming at Satan. Satan coming against the pilgrim. Okay, we don't want to scare the children. Let's move to the next one. All the adults. In the name of Jesus, I resist you, Satan, and see what happens. This is the picture that must be in your mind. Resist the devil and he will flee. Flee is not walk away. Do you know the difference between walking and running and fleeing? Walk, run, flee. He doesn't walk away, he doesn't run away. He flees. And that sword is a picture of the word of God. In Jesus' name, Satan, you were conquered on the cross. You were defeated. And I'll tell you, Satan does not like to hear that.